Blog Talk Radio.
Ran into you yesterday. Memories rush through my brain. It's starting to hit me. Now you're not with me. I realize I made a mistake. Thought that I needed some space, but I just let love go to waste. It's so crystal clear now that I need you here now. I gotta get you back today. This time I want it all. This time I want it all. Showing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Real Talk with Regina Breed, and I'm your host, Regina. Today we have an awesome and exciting show. I'm so doggone excited. I have one of my favorite people with us today, Ms. Kanika Starr Reynolds. She is going to be with us today. We're going to be talking about why is it so important to prep and live with the right attitude. And so I am, again, I'm excited. We're going to jump right in the show. Let me just introduce her first. Kanika, hi, how are you?
Hey, Regina Breed. Hey, listeners.
That's my girl. So you doing okay?
I'm doing wonderful. If I was doing any better, there'd be two of me.
Awesome. Well, for our listeners, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Ms. Starr so you'll get to know her as well as I am. First of all, she is one of my favorite people in this whole world. Kanika Starr Reynolds, she was born in Michigan. But, ladies and gentlemen, right now, she is a Georgia peach. She is a Georgia peach. She's been with us long enough now to have her peach status. So we're excited about that. She's a mom. She's an author. She's a radio and TV personality. She's a wife. She's been an entrepreneur for 20 years. And she's also a public speaker. And so I want to give the floor to her for a few minutes and just tell her hi and let her say what she wants to say, and then we'll jump right into the show. Kanika, say hi to the people.
Hey, everybody. I'm always honored to be on your show, Regina. I think this is our third time doing a show together. But it's always a blessing because when you can use your voice in an inspirational way to empower and inspire people, I think that's the best way to use a platform. We live in a time where, you know, there's so much negativity in the world. So when you get a chance to be able to share love and light, hey, I'm all for it.
Right. So let's just jump into the show. The title of the show today is Why Is It Important to Prep or live with the right attitude and how to do it with style and flair. Like I said at the top of the show, Kanika is she's an author, and she has written this awesome series of books. And the first one is Make It a Choice to Have a Great Day. This is her first book. She has two. And we'll talk about that other book in a few minutes, Kanika. But let's talk about Make a Choice to Have a Great Day. What does that mean? Tell the audience, why is it important to make a choice? Why can't I just have a great day? Why do I have to be purposeful about making a choice? So tell us a little bit about that book and why is it such an important book?
Well, because choice, you know, we can't live our life based on just anything happening. It has to be intentional. And I'm very big on intentionality. I don't just let things happen. I make things happen. And I think that when I titled that book, Make It a Choice to Have a Great Day, it was indicative of the fact that so many times people want to have this great life, but a great life starts with day by day. Every single day we can make a choice to do something that will make ourselves better, make our life better, make that day better. And so how that book was derived is I just started sharing little snippets of my life and things that could have been bad, but I made it a choice to turn something bad into good. And it became a devotional, just 30 days. I mean, you can reread it over and over and over again, but the gist of it is that we have a choice. So well, I know we're going to get into some of this later, but in some of the topics I talked about, seeking God and getting to know who we are through him. Some of the topics is dreaming big, because I'm not, if it's something that we don't like, we have a choice to change. And I tell people that all of the time. You don't just have to take anything. You can have family, and if your family tripping on you and you feel some type of way every time you're around them, you ain't got to be around them. So I think it's important to understand that life is about choice. All of our lives is the sum total of the choices that we've made day by day.
I 100% agree with you. I think being intentional is purposeful. I think when people are not intentional, you just accept any old foolishness that comes your way. We have a caller on the line, Kanika, and I like to get the callers in, because sometimes when you hold so long, you just hang up. So what I always
do is get them on the line.
Let's get them on the line. That's right. So I always say the last four digits of your number. So if I say the last four digits of your phone number, I want you to call in and talk. So our first caller is, last four digits is 7582. 7582. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Okay, 7582 was just listening. They dropped the phone. We're going to try again. 6831.
Call back.
So this caller, 6813. Caller, we just want you to say hi, and we want you to tell us why or why not do you think being intentional about moving your life on purpose is important. All right, caller 6813, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Hello?
I'm wonderful. Hello, can you hear us?
I can hear you now. Yes, I can.
Wonderful. How are you, caller 6813?
6813 is doing amazing today.
Excellent. Our guest today is Kanika Star Reynolds, and she is the author of a book called Make It a Choice to Have a Great Day. Can you tell me, why do you think it's important to make it a choice, or do you think it's important? Do you think you should just float through your day? What do you think?
I think it's very important to make it a choice to have a great day, or make it a choice for anything that you want to do in your life. Because once you make things a choice, then it's more to where it's intentional. When you make a choice to do something, then it's intentional. When it's intentional, then you're getting up every day and you're saying to yourself, this is what it's going to be. It's almost like, to me, speaking it into existence. And that's biblical. If you want to speak things into existence, you're doing the same thing by making a choice. If you make a choice to have a great day, you're speaking it into existence that you're going to have a great day. And I think anytime something is intentional and it's spoken out of making it spoken out of what God is saying, pretty much, you know, biblically, it's coming from a biblical aspect. I just believe that once that is put out in the atmosphere, it's just going to happen for you.
Right. I agree. I think it opens up a whole new world of possibilities. When you are making it a great day intentionally, it opens up a whole, good things come to you because you ask for them, because you are purposely setting those things inside of your system. Like if I say, I always tell my kids, when they would get out of the car, I'd say, what kind of day are you going to have? And they was like, I'm going to have an okay day. I would lock the door. You know how close okay day is to bad? Y'all know how okay. If you feel it okay, you know how close you are to bad? So I said, no, you're going to tell me you're going to have an awesome, fantastic day. See, you know how far you got to fall from awesome and fantastic to great to okay to to bad? You got to come down a whole lot of steps if you start out with awesome, fantastic, the best day ever. And so I think when you set your intentions, to be in a place where you are going to make sure you have a great day by any means necessary, I think that is an awesome thing. Caller 8613, I want you to hold because I like what you were talking about. Kanika, we're going to want her to hold because I know we're going to get into some more stuff. We want to hear your opinion. So will you hold for me, caller? I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
I sure will.
Thanks. We got another caller here, caller 0446.
Awesome.
A caller 0446. How are you today? Caller 0446, last four digits. Hey, how are you, caller 0446?
Good.
You doing good today?
Yeah, just on the
move.
Wonderful.
On the move.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, so much. We're talking to author and extraordinaire Tanika Star Reynolds. And if you all, we were talking about being intentional. The middle part of her name is Star. So if you are talking about being intentional, you put that thing in your name, so that means everybody has addressed you to who you are. I love it. So we're talking about her book, Make It a Choice to Have a Great Day. And so how do you feel about intentionally, caller 0446, how do you feel about intentionally making it a great day? Do you think that's on purpose, or you think this is just a bunch of talk, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen? How do you feel about that?
Well, I believe that it is a thing. I've been following Tanika for some time. My name is Valerie on Facebook, Valerie Walker. So as long as I've been knowing Tanika, she has been saying the same thing. She's been living that type of life too. So what she's saying is true.
So she's been preaching the same for a long time?
Yeah.
You know, I I'm trying to listen to the voice. Like, I wonder who that is. Like, if it's somebody I know. But it's an awesome thing when somebody knows you and they know you're not just talking the talk, but you're walking the walk. And so many times people think that having a great day is just happenstance or just based upon because, you know, you got a good husband or because you have a good this and that. No, things can happen in our lives, but it's about choice and the attitude that we take on and how we handle those things. Because even when things happen that we don't always like, I have a saying that I grow through it and not go through it.
Right.
Because change is inevitable, but growth is optional. I didn't coin that, but I love that saying. And so when I say making a choice to have a great day, when I walk out of my door and I'm expecting things good to happen to me. I think it's Romy, I don't know the pronunciation of the man's name, but he said live life as if it's rigged in your favor.
Right, right. Favor ain't fair, and I love that. Caller 04.
Come on now.
Caller 0446, I want you to hold on because we're going to talk about a few more things, and I want to keep you in the conversation. So will you hold for me?
Okay, that's fine. I have a light going on in the background, so
I'm going to
have it on mute.
Okay, that's okay. So we're going to keep you on hold. So I'm just going to put you on mute, and we're going to keep it moving. But stay there because I want to come back to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, so, Tanika, I want to talk about something else that's important. Why is it important for you to have body, your mind, your body, your thoughts and emotions all line up with this thought process? So say, for instance, I just don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like being cheery. But why is it important for you to purposely align your body up? So say, for instance, I know I need to work out, right? And mm-hmm. I just don't want to work out. So I was like, girl, I'm so tired. And my energy is drained. Why is it important for you to say to yourself, we feel great, this workout is great, I'm going to walk, I'm going to listen to my music. Why is it important for you to line up your thoughts so that your actions can follow behind? Explain that.
That's a great question. And first of all, I want to say, because we have to get out of our feelings. You know, and I don't know who said this, but I'm a reader. I make sure every single morning I'm putting a lot of good stuff in my mind because what's in us is going to come out. So this ain't she's just happy. No, she's intentionally happy, and she's a learner, and she does a lot of good habits. I have some good habits, Regina. I ain't toot myself on the horn, but toot. You know what I mean?
Give us a couple of your good habits.
Okay, I'm an early riser. You know how it says the early bird catches the worm? That's true. I don't. If everybody else wake up with me, then I don't have quiet time. And quiet time is a necessity for me. I'm an introvert, extrovert. I'm just as happy alone as I am around people. But I put a lot of good things in my mind during that quiet time. I read my Bible. I even dream big, Regina. I got these magazines from these different furniture stores because I want to have a bomb house that's just decorated beautifully. And I just get all of these different magazines with all this decor. And I imagine my house how it's going to be. It ain't there yet, but I'm going to have what I see in my mind. So I even spend time with my imagination. I get up in the morning and I go to the gym. If I don't go to the gym, I go downstairs. I got an elliptical cycle. And sometimes, Regina, it's 5 minutes. Sometimes it's 45 minutes. Sometimes it's an hour and a half. But I do something every day that betters me, every day. And the reason why I do that is because there are two types of pain. I can have a pain of not doing it and feeling crappy, or I can have a pain of I don't want to do it, but I'm going to go to this gym anyway, and after I'm done, I'm going to feel better.
Okay, so you intentionally tell yourself we're doing this whether we like it or not because it's the best thing for us. You talk yourself
absolutely
like people talk themselves into stuff and talk themselves
yes
out of stuff. You contemplate and have a conversation with yourself. You tell me, myself, and I, we are going to do this today. So is that what we're
yes
doing?
That's what we're doing.
Okay,
and
good.
I also
good
want to tell
like
your
that
listeners.
Like that.
Listen, I want to tell your listeners this. Everything big once started small. So start small habits with short amount of time. Whatever area that you can come up higher, we all have areas that we can come up higher. I didn't really start being consistent. I've been working out for years, but I really got consistent in February. Now every single day I'm doing some type of exercise. But it's consistency, and I start off with just 5 minutes. Whenever I have to do a new routine or a new habit, I start small. Because if you say to yourself, oh, I'm about to read for 2 hours, and you don't read at all, you don't even pick up a magazine, that's not realistic. If you say to yourself, I'm going to work out every single day for 2.5 hours, and you don't even like to walk by in a parking lot to go to a store, that's not realistic. So it's being real with yourself and being intentional about these good habits, about saying, okay, I'm going to park my car a little bit further because it can look different for different people. But it's all about starting where you are with what you have. If you have to park far and get an extra 10 minutes in or 5 minutes with that walking, if you have to start off reading a proverb a day in the Bible because that's the book of wisdom, it's about starting these good habits, making it a choice, feed your mind. Because listen, what good is any of all of this? We talk about wealth. We talk about money. We talk about prosperity. But our first wealth is really our health, and that's in mind and body. Because you can have a six-pack and your mind not be right. So the first
you
thing has to
talk
be in our
you
mind.
You better stop talking about me. You stop
I'm
talking about me. Miss,
no,
Tanika,
I'm just keeping it real. The mind is the most important thing. It really is.
You are absolutely correct.
To have
you
a healthy mind. Because when we
you
have a healthy mind, we're not shook up every time something bad happens. Regina, I can tell when people are spiritually deficit with spending time with God in a spiritual relationship. You know how I can tell? Because any little thing, they on Facebook tweeting, talking about folks and so-and-so happened, and that little stuff don't be nothing. You mad at somebody because of what they said to you at McDonald's and you don't even know them? Ain't nobody at McDonald's gonna mess up my day on what they said. Because it's really them with the problem, not me.
Correct. And I'm going to put caller 6813 on the spot. So caller 6813, I'm going to ask you to give us one tip, just like Kanika has done. Give us one tip to get us in that positive mindset. Are you ready? Oh, she's still with us, Kanika.
Smile when you speak.
That's a good one, caller.
Smile when you speak. When you smile, you cannot have a bad. You don't even sound like you mad when you smile. It's no way. When I was working in a store, they always told me when you answer the phone, smile when you answer the phone. When you smile, your voice go up. You sound excited, and people will gravitate to you. So if you want to get in a place to where you want to be, you want to do something to make people feel good or to get yourself in the mood to feel as good, just when you speak, instead of saying hello, say hello. People can hear a smile. They can hear it. And it's already and it's always going to make you feel good. And another thing I always like to tell people is when you get up in the morning and you get a phone call, you don't have to answer that phone call. So when you choose to answer the phone call, choose to have a smile on your face because you ain't have to pick it up.
Wait a minute now.
That's
Wait
right.
a minute now. So let's try this. So let me see. Caller 6813. It is such a pleasure to have you on this show. How's that? Did I do it well?
Love it. Now, let me hear you when you ain't smiling, because it's a difference. I'm telling you.
Caller 6813, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a difference
there
for
you sure. It's a difference. And you notice when you smile, you felt better.
It became intentional.
You wasn't at first. You was just smiling just because you was asked to do it. But then it felt good after you did it.
It felt good to have, and it feels wonderful to have you on this call. So I'm gonna ask you to hold on one more time because I like talking to you. How about that? So you just hold on because I'm coming back to you in a few minutes. You hold on. Ms. Kanika Starr, that was some good stuff. Now, I gotta ask you something. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So
ready.
So what you're saying is, if you get intentional about the way you feel, think, and act, you really can alter your present state. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Absolutely. I am a living witness of it. I'm telling you, we have the power to change the atmosphere in any room. When we come in there positive and approachable and carrying ourselves in a manner to where we will be respected, absolutely. And all of it is intentional, Regina. All of it. It's a choice. Choice is a powerful word. A word.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I want to move into something that is very near and dear. And I've heard you say it, and I've heard caller 6813 say it, and caller 0446, she alluded to it, that to be in line with God, is being connected to the source, is the most important thing. And let me say this for the callers. I don't care what you do what you do. So I want you to hear what I'm saying, connecting to something bigger than who you are, whatever that is for you. You have to understand that there is something that is bigger than you. And so when we talk about connecting to God, because we're going to call him what we call him, and I have to say that because a bunch of people listen to this show, you call it whatever you want to call it, higher power, most high God, whatever you want to call it. But I think that what you're saying is you need to call on something, right? Because this world is not made for us to do it alone. And I want you to talk really quickly because I want to get to your book that you have out now. But I don't think we can run past this part right here. Tell us why it is intentional that you be in line with God and you be connected to the source. If we're going to do all of this, being happy and being on purpose, tell me why it's so important to be connected to the source.
Well, I hate I got to go through it so quickly, but I'll tell you a few reasons why it is. Because, for one, we did not create ourselves, so we have to stay connected to the creator. I don't know what my purpose is in of much as Kanika, but I know that God called me to do something. And he put me on this earth for a purpose. And so I have to run after him and chase after him and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness so that what he put on me can put in me and on me can be discovered so I can live out that purpose, Regina. I have to live out my
good.
Purpose. And then
that's
on
good.
Top of that,
there is a difference between, see, you don't just wake up and just be this positive presence like I believe I am. What I've learned is that the joy that I have is not from me. It's from God. The more I spend time with him, the more I pray, the more I meditate, the more I recite scripture and memorize them. That is how I fight my battles, Regina. So there is something on the inside of me that don't get all just perturbed and stressed when things don't go my way, because I know that God got a plan and a purpose for my life. And if he closed the door, I'm just as excited about a closed door as a door that I thought I wanted open, because I know that he will do something bigger and better than I could ever imagine, because he's the creator.
That's good. That's
I'm
good.
The creator.
So before, that's good. That's some good stuff. Now, I want to go real quick because, you, girl, you know it is almost, we are almost out of time. This 30 minutes
yeah,
is not
yeah.
for us. We're going to have to do something better. But let's,
well, you know,
let's move real quick.
We can talk for an hour and a half on the phone.
right, about this very subject. Let's go to tell us about your new venture. You got some new stuff going on, Miss Ladybug. Making a choice to have great style. Come on now, you got about a minute to tell me. You got the floor. Tell me about this new book and how I can find
all
it
right.
and where you at. Give it to me.
Okay. Well, about life is all about choice, and people treat us how they perceive us. So I'm giving tips on how to be fabulous on any budget. You can have great style. Carry yourself in a matter with respect and dignity and walk into that room like you on a red carpet, Regina Breeze. And make it a choice to have a great day. Don't cover all, make it a choice to have great style. Don't cover all of that. It's going to talk about things that just make you feel pretty, like what kind of perfume that you want to wear. It's going to tell you about different undergarments, how you need to wear right size bras. It's going to tell you about all the things that build up self-esteem, because pretty is on the outside, but beautiful comes from the inside out. And that is my mission and goal in life, is to help women to look good, feel good, so they can change the world. And you can pick up Make It a Choice to Have Great Style at Target.com. I just got picked up by Target, so I'm online only. They will ship it directly to your house, and you can pick it up in Target. Go and put it out there, because the way we make it a choice to have great style, just like they need Make It a Choice to Have a Great Day. Because it is our choice.
I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to, I was taking notes, and I wrote down the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 things that Tanika Star Reynolds said is the keys to making sure that you have a great day and you move through that day with great style. Tip number one, early to rise. Give yourself time for yourself. Get yourself out of the bed. Number two, dream big. And dream big. Number three, work your butt. Move your butt. If you can't do what you're supposed to do, if you're not healthy enough to do the assignment that you have. The next one is understand the assignment that the Most High God has given you. You can't move through on purpose if you don't know what your assignment is. The next one is start small. Start small and build. So don't try to build a whole house and you ain't even bought no bricks. Start small, get a blueprint and a plan and build. The next one is be consistent. Do a little something every day. If you can only do one push-up a day, do that one push-up and be proud of it. Do the best push-up you've ever done. Tomorrow, add another push-up. So be consistent with what you're doing. Strengthen your mind. You can't move and be on assignment if you have a weary and a weak mind. So strengthen your mind. Smile. This has come from caller 6813 and caller 6813. We thank you so much. She said, smile when you talk to me. And so I said, smile when you speak to people. And she also said, be on purpose. See, this is the reason why I like my guests. They come knowing the assignment. And so stay connected to the source. We have run completely out of time. Kanika Star Reynolds, guest 6813, guest 0466, guest 9284, guest 7387, guest 9271, and all the others who didn't get a chance to get in the queue, I thank you for coming. This is a great day. Kanika, you know you got to come back so we can do part 2 through 5 of this right here. Thank you so much for
calling. Stay ready. You ain't got to get ready.
Stay ready. You ain't got to get right. That's it. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. And I want to say this. Beauty is skin deep. Ugly is to the bone. Beauty dies and fades away, and ugly holds its own. May the Lord watch between me and thee. While we're absent, one from another, thank you so much. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure. Get Kanika Star book. It's at Target. Go online, order it, pick it up. Support my girl. Thank you so much, Kanika, for showing up today in the most awesome and beautiful way that you do. Guys, tune in next Friday at the same time, and we are going to continue this conversation. Kanika is coming back, and so watch the postings. And so I just want to say, be good, be blessed, and be safe. Everybody have a great one. Good night.
See y'all. Good night.